Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. This is one of my favorite verses in the book of Exodus. What a powerful picture. So God's people have now been delivered out of slavery in Egypt. So where do they go? And how will God lead them as his people? And God provides a pillar of cloud during the day to lead them along the way. This pillar of cloud that's directing this mass of people as they travel. And then by night in a pillar of fire, like just imagine, what does that look like? At night, you look up, everybody among God's people looking up and seeing this pillar of fire that gives light and helps them travel by night and directs them where to go. How awesome is that? Like this, just like giant flashlight just saying, go this way. Pillar of cloud during the day, pillar of fire by night, the way God is lovingly leading his people here is a picture. Now get it. Just let this soak in your life. If you've trusted in Jesus, if you know God, have a relationship with God, he promises to lead you in this way. Not necessarily with a pillar of cloud by day or pillar of fire by night. And you might think, well, that would be better. I wish when I'm making decisions or I wish in this or that way in my life, like I had that obvious a direction from God. You and I have something better, though. We have the very Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us and directing our thoughts and our desires and our decisions, leading us literally step by step, the Holy Spirit in us. So look to him daily, like spend time in his word where you're listening to his voice, and then look to him all throughout the day. Spirit of God, lead me, guide me in this way, that way, and he promises to lead us and guide us. He's done it with his people ever since the beginning, and he's not stopped doing it today. Oh God, we praise you for your loving leadership in our lives. We praise you for what you did here in Exodus chapter 13. What an awesome picture. We praise you for lovingly leading your people with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And God, for the way you would lead them for years like that, and how the people would constantly be able to look up to you and see your leadership. God, all the more so for us right now. What they could have only imagined, maybe not even imagined, longed for, the very presence of your Spirit dwelling inside of them, we have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting your Spirit inside of us, for what you had promised in the Old Testament, your Spirit coming in us to enable us to follow your laws and direct our paths. So we look to you today and help us to look to you all day long today and all day long tomorrow and the next day and the next day to live in step with your Spirit. God, we pray that you'd help us as we meditate on your word, to be familiar with your voice, to follow your voice, and God, to live with sensitivity to your Spirit all day long. Your Spirit who empowers us for witness. Your Spirit who comforts us, who convicts us of sin, who guides and leads us in our lives. We praise you, O God, for your Holy Spirit in us. And we say, yes, lead us today in every way. Lead us today. Keep us in step with your Spirit in every step we take, in every thought we have, in every desire we have, in every word we say. We pray that we would be Spirit-led people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.